Tim. Is that correct?
Yep. Love Talk
yeah,
Radio.
That's me. That's me, Rory.
Okay, thank you. Tim, my buddy.
Yeah. Will be come September, right?
Yes, sir. All right. Thank you very much. 904-261, could you identify yourself, please? 904-261, please identify yourself. Oh, wait, it won't connect with you. Hang on, it's trying. You're probably talking to me and I don't know it. I just lost you. Here it is. It's still trying to connect to you, 904.
Lou Goldman.
Oh, okay, I heard that.
Guys?
Thank you. Yeah, I lost Lou. I see your number is gone. There it is. All right, thank you, Lou.
Thank you.
All right. 904-465, I'm pretty sure that's David Haskett's number. Is that you, David?
No, it's Bob.
Oh, Bob, I'm sorry. I knew that 904 number. Okay, thank you, sir. Let's see. 407. 704, could you please identify yourself? 407-704, could you please identify yourself?
Yes, Jimbo.
Jim?
Yes.
Thank you very much. 407-697. Wait, I think that's Angela. Angela, is that you? Hang on. It's not going in. 407-697, is that you, Angela?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, thank you. Oh, crap. 813-264, could you identify yourself?
That's Colin.
Hey, Colin, thank you very much. 786-263, could you identify yourself? 786-263, could you identify yourself, please? 4040. Giving you an opportunity. Thank you. Are there any other officers on that have not pressed, or board members on that have not pressed one to go to the top of the list? Because there's a billion people on here right now. If you have not pressed one to go to the top of the list, please do so now. 813-948, could you please identify yourself?
Any other officers on that have not pressed, or board members on
that? Okay, somebody's got their mic in and you can hear me in the background delayed. 813-948, could you please identify yourself?
813.
Okay, that's somebody that wasn't. Any other board members, please press 1 to go to the top of the list. Here we go. I'm sorry. This is Jim. I see you, Jim. Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
Okay. Connie, I got. That's Steve. Any other board members on? Okay. 850-209. It's not connecting yet. 850-209, could you please identify yourself?
Charles.
Hey, Charles, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you so much. 407-314. Could you identify yourself, please?
Yeah, 407-314. Jim
Frazee. Oh, Jim, hey, thank you. And Robin is working and just let me know she needs a number, so I'm going to text her. Sorry, Robin. We're still missing
Pat Brannon sent me an email saying she was going to be late or might even miss it.
Okay. And right now, what about Kevin? Have you heard from Kevin?
No. Wake him up.
Okay, let me send this to Robin. And let me see if I've got Kevin. I don't know if I've got Kevin's number in here. I think I do, but here comes somebody else. Wait a minute. Somebody's jumped to the top of the list. Here he is. Yay,
it's
is that
me,
you, Kevin?
Me.
Oh, no, that's Robin. Okay. Thank you, Robin. You were very prompt there. And I'm looking for Kevin's number in my phone. I don't know that I have it.
Okay, just a second.
I've got a Kevin, and I don't think it's our Kevin. I think it's the tenant Kevin. Does somebody have Kevin's number and they can text him real quick?
I'm sure I have it.
I've got it.
Okay. Are you able to text him?
I'm working on it right now.
Okay, thank you. Sorry. While you're doing that, I'll check on a couple other numbers. 786-263, would you identify yourself, please? Last chance, sorry. Okay, I'm watching for Kevin's number coming in. Oh. Oh, you're calling, Kevin. I can hear that ringing. Okay. Crap. I'm trying to text him.
Sorry, what part of the phone number are you trying to, are you saying? Because I can look up their phone number on the website, on our membership list, I believe.
It's people calling in that have their area code, and I'm asking the first three numbers. If they can't answer me, then they're not going to get to talk. I'm sorry.
No, I get it.
Yeah.
There's
a bunch of people on here, and I know there's several that's
hey, Kevin, Steve, board meeting. Check in if you get this and can do it. Bye.
And I'm trying to see if I can text him. There we go.
Okay, I got Kevin's voicemail.
Okay, I'm texting him right now. Thank you, Connie, for sending that to me. Okay, Steve, you're on your own.
I didn't. Maybe Gary did.
Thank you. Okay. I'll watch for his number to come up.
Okay. Are we ready to go?
Yep.
If we have a quorum.
Okay, well, go ahead and call the roll. Let's see if...
Okay. Steve Brum?
Yes.
Lori Frazee?
Yep.
Jim Elser?
Yes.
Robin Yelverton?
I'm here.
Pat Brannon? Pat Brannon?
Yeah, Pat said she was going to be late or may not make it.
Bueller?
Kevin's dialing
okay.
In.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Kevin's dialing in right now.
Okay, then we have a forum. As soon as Kevin locked.
Oh, here he is. Welcome, Kevin. You come in.
Thanks. I do. Finishing up dinner. Time escaped me. Sorry.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Kevin's in.
All right. We got a quorum. That's good. All right. And we got a motion to approve last month's minutes.
I move to approve the minutes for the previous month.
Second.
Any discussion? Any corrections? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Connie, old email business.
The business conducted by email during this past month since the last board meeting. Proposed bylaw change, Section 6 voting. Each individual member, restaurant member, corporate member, organizer member, and life member in good standing are eligible to vote per vote, eligible to one vote per membership on each matter that is submitted to a vote of the members. Each family membership in good standing, regardless of the number of family members, is entitled to two votes on that matter. Going to be submitted to the members. Lori Frazee made a motion to approve the bylaw change as is written. Connie seconded. The motion passed, but we did not hear from Pat Brannon, nor did we hear from Jim Elser. Robin Yelverson made a motion to purchase liability insurance at a cost of $2,100. Kevin French seconded. The motion carried unanimously. Article 4, Section 3, elections. Officers and directors of the association will be elected in accordance with these bylaws and guidelines as set by the Board of Directors. Two or more members of the same family shall not serve on the board at the same time. This motion passed, but Pat Brannon made no comment and neither did Jim vote on it. But it passed. New contest, double tees, smoke and showdown, sanctioning down payment of $75 has been received. Connie Washam made a motion to sanction the new contest, double tees, smoke and showdown, to be held September 8th and 9th, 2016 in Davenport, Florida. Jim Elser seconded the motion, carried unanimously. With satisfactory record training performance from reps who worked with Connie Washam, Jim Elser made a motion to approve Connie Washam as an FBA contest representative. Robin Yelverton seconded. The motion's carried. Connie Washam recused herself. Lori Frazee, no response. Dennis Schmitz worked with Gary for two contests, training to become a lead rep. Dennis believes Gary is ready to become our newest lead rep contest representative. Jim Elser made a motion to approve Gary Washam as lead rep, as lead contest representative. Kevin French seconded. The motion carried. No response from Lori Frazee. Connie Washam recused herself. And that's it.
Okay, good. Any comments on that?
Yeah, I'll just say I was on the road back and forth to Georgia, and I missed all of that, so sorry.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Financial status, Robin.
Okay, y'all bear with me just for 1 second. The treasurer's report. In the PNC bank account, we have $15,146.92. In the PayPal account, we had $4,883.50. I did transfer all that money over to the PNC account earlier today, so that gives us a total of $20,030.42. Connie has a few checks. And I'm sorry, Connie, you sent me that email, and I don't remember that. I think you can probably comment on how much that'll be, a few hundred dollars. And then we've got a couple of outstanding invoices from the trophy shop, and then I just received one from Will Cleaver for $400 and some change, I think. So I think it's going to be pretty close to a wash, around $20,000.
Okay. Did we pay for the liability insurance?
Yes, we did. That is taken care of, and it was enacted on Friday of the Madeira contest. I think that
okay,
was the
great.
17th or 18th.
Great. Okay. Anything on financials? Okay. Membership report, Connie.
All right. Gail DiMaggio was in an accident at the Coco contest. A Gail Will card was sent on behalf of the board of directors. Of 297 expiring memberships, 85 have renewed so far. Of the 11 that were mailed out because they don't have email, I received 3 back, so that's kind of a good return. A second reminder will go out the first of the week, first week of July, and a final will go out the end of July. We have 7 new individual members, we have 1 new family membership, and we have 2 new life, they're renewing members, but they're renewing as life members, and that's Rick and Gail DiMaggio and Tom and Karen Walrath. So congratulations to them and us.
Great.
That's it.
All right. Consent agenda. Since we have a cook committee, a judges committee, organizers committee, we're going to have a rep committee, and the appointees are on the agenda. Somebody want to move to approve the consent agenda?
I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Okay, second.
Seriously?
Jim, second.
Okay. Any discussion?
Yeah, Steve, I'm sorry, but I didn't see that thing where you appointed somebody. Is it Bob?
Yeah, Bob, Dennis. Bob, Dennis, EJ, and Gary. Bob's the chairman.
Okay.
Anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? All right. Committee reports. Organizers, they are currently getting organized. They're calling the organizers to get them on board. I did not get a written report from the cook teams. Ben, are you around?
I actually just sent him a little note.
Okay.
Wait, Ben, if you're on, press 1 because I think that's your number. Yep, wait a minute. He just jumped. Hang on. Now I got to find it. There he is. Hang on. All right. Ben, you're
am
live. Yep. Thank you.
Okay. The only thing we have is Rub is, finishing up his, just finishing the school year and doing his cook class, and now that's out of the way. We're going to get to work, and he's going to kind of hit it up, I think, on our end, working with the judges committee on the wording for the taste and tenderness. But other than that, we really don't have a lot going right now.
Okay, great. Thanks, Ben. We're going to come to you when we hit Jim's proposal to give a waiver for judges, because you sent me a good email on that. Okay. Cook teams. All right. Judges report. Lou.
Hang on. Got to find him. Lou. Lou, you're live. I thought you were. Hang on a second. It just jumped again. Hang on. He must have clicked. Yes, he did. Hang on. Oh, crud. All right. If I've got your name in here, don't press 1 because you hop around. There he is.
Okay.
Lou's live. Yep, Lou's live.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, the committee report is online. We'd like to have
everybody has a copy. Anything you'd like to add to that?
Well, that number A came up a couple of months ago. There was no action taken. I think it would be a benefit, particularly maybe for new members that don't remember about the scoring. It'd just be easy to have it on the scoring cards. B, is changing the description of score of five. I know somebody, some people like, could not find anything good about it at all, but on the scorecards, the word inedible would be easier to put on there. C, whenever the cook team gets their criteria for taste and tenderness, we'll work for that. And the biggest thing really is the changes to the FBA rep qualifications, which was passed last month. The judges committee find no reason to have members do five cooks with a team. I don't think that adds anything to what it takes to be a rep. And so we'd like to have that change from five contests to one contest, which would be the same as if you're required to be a master judge. That would be the D. And then the other part that's not on there is I sent a separate item in about Jim Frazee's request for the Sonny's contest, which the cook teams are unanimous in support of.
The cook teams or the judges?
Excuse me, judges or judge team.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Okay, anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay. Any comments from the board on the report of the judges committee? Okay. IT committee.
Yeah, I sent the that email to the board about 7 o'clock with the itemized list of things that have taken place over the last month. I believe, according to the secretary, she's going to cut and paste that into the minute so everybody will be able to see that, all the membership will be able to read it. The one item of contention or concern is that we have a problem with one of our plugins right now on the website, which has to do with selling tickets to the seminar. And that's because to maintain the website, we have 26 plugins on our website. And to give you a good analogy of how this works, it's like having, you're going to build a house and you have 26 contractors show up and you give them all a set of blueprints as a standard, but they don't talk to each other. And so they go about their business and they don't share any information with each other and they assume that everybody's collaborating to the standard, and yet they don't. And so you end up having to resolve these conflicts between these plugins as they crop up. So it's a constant battle keeping our system up and running with these plugins that are not aligned with each other. We have a problem right now with one of them. I've sent an email with them today, and they did respond. So we're investigating how to solve that problem and get the event ticket back online.
Okay.
Other than that, the other things are pretty straightforward. There were requirements to change things and fix things during the month on the website. Will did send in an invoice for, I think, $452 and solid cents. I've already given that to Robin. She's already reported that. The scorecard testing for the new site is now seriously underway. I ran into some major problems with it, so I stopped it until Will could fix the problems. He has come back just recently and said he should be ready to start testing again now, so I'll resume that. I did get a quote from a company for a code audit. The company is in Tampa. The first company I identified was actually in Las Vegas. They were a front for a bunch of Russian software engineers, so I gave up on them real quick. But the Tampa company came back after several phone conversations with a bona fide quote to do the website code audit for $2,000. I attached the quote to the email I sent to the board so everybody has a copy of it for review. That does not include the scorecard software because they don't know enough about scorecard to be able to evaluate how to do a code audit on it right now. And so if we want to get a code audit on a scorecard, it's going to take more effort to explain that and get people into a position where they feel comfortable quoting it. But right now we do have a valid quote to do a code audit on the website.
Okay.
The table assignment function, I sent the draft functional specification to the board about an hour ago as an attachment also. So I believe that's complete now. The board just needs to review it and see any gaps or any issues that aren't addressed correctly. We'll get it corrected. Then I'm going to send that to Will. He's the logical person to review it and to make the first quote because he knows the code. and he would be the easiest guy to get it done and certainly the most cost-effective because he knows the system already, and see what kind of quote he comes back with. And the rep equipment, there have been some shuffling of equipment, but everything seems to be under control, and we're moving ahead with that. One recommendation is that we consider establishing a standard support contract with Will, with Barbecue Scores, which would give us a fixed monthly cost for his support. Right now he's doing about 10 to 15 to 20 hours of support, a lot over the phone. He doesn't bill us for that time, but he bills us for any specific tasks, and that's what the recent invoice is. Rather than getting some of these things as repair tasks that he bills us as hourly rate, it would be more cost effective if we have a fixed monthly rate that he's willing to accept and give us unlimited support for that fixed rate during the month. And that would give us a more predictable budget month over month.
Okay. Can you work at getting a mutually agreeable contract and price with Will and then bring it back to the board next month?
Yeah, I've talked this over with him several times. He's mentioned $200 a month, basically, for unlimited maintenance support for the website and for the scorecard. Anything that would be considered an enhancement, he would still bill us at an hourly rate. But as far as keeping the system running and fixing problems, that would be a unlimited budget for $200 a month. I'll verify that with, again, come back to the board with a contract proposal.
All right. Anything else?
That's it.
Okay. Questions from the board?
Yeah, I thought that EJ and I think somebody else had offered to do a code audit, and they were actually qualified to do it.
I don't recall anybody volunteered to do that.
I've not heard that.
Well, I'm going to throw it out there. There is still the gentleman, his name is Brett.
Oh, yeah.
Who is at the college in Tallahassee who has... He teaches computer science. He codes all day. That's what he teaches. And certainly he would be, at least we should ask him about doing a code audit. I mean, give him an opportunity to provide a quote. Maybe he would have a graduate student or students that could work on it and not charge us as much. Or maybe it would be the same price. I don't know. But I think that in any project that anyone does in any business, whether you're building a house or writing code or whatever, you get more than one estimate. So
I agree.
I am really, really astounded as to why we are not diversifying all of the tasks that Gary has to do and letting some of the people who want to do them. And I'm going to tell you why you haven't heard it, Steve. I'm going to throw it out there. It's because they've been turned down in the past, and now they don't even care. They don't want to ask anymore because they've been told no or they've not been delegated to, and that is the problem. So I'm going to ask again that we try to revisit, and I think actually Kevin and I emailed Kevin, and I asked him to reach out to Brett, and I don't know what the end result of that was.
Yes, that's a good idea. I'll be glad to contact Brett. I think I still have his contact information and send him the information and ask him how he would put together a code audit and get a quote from him.
Right. Gary,
yeah,
I think that Kevin actually has a rapport with him, as do I. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe Kevin's the better one to do that. Kevin, I think you can probably speak to that.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've approached Brett, and actually Brett's approached me several times about being involved in the committee and things like that, and his big complaint is that he's not replied to or ignored. And so I approached him a couple weeks ago about this to see, because he had actually brought up a possibility of getting students involved and making this sort of a project for, you know, either, you know, some class group or graduate group as Robin suggested, and he hasn't heard anything. I emailed him a couple of weeks ago just to see, you know, what his interest was. He was very, he was kind of agitated. Like, hey, I've asked several times. I've never heard anything back. I'm ignored on this. I'm pretty much done. I do have you know, beer plans with him Thursday. I asked him a couple weeks ago. He was in Vietnam for a week, for a month, and he's coming back. And we meet Thursday. So I'm going to try to approach him again about it and see what his take is on it. Hopefully, I can woo him. We'll see.
Okay. Now, in fairness to us, just before Christmas, I tried repeatedly to set up times to talk to him on the phone. We talked on the phone once or twice, and then I couldn't get in contact with him anymore. So
yeah, I think he had pretty much had it by then. But we can talk offline. There's some other details I don't feel like discussing.
And I'm all for bringing him on board.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other comments on IT? Okay. Everybody should have the new contest liaison report attached it to the latest agenda I sent out. The Fun Cook is progressing. Pat was going to talk about it tonight, but she's not able to be with us. At least now if she comes back, we'll go back to that. All right. Under old business, I think we covered 1 and 2 and 4 pretty well. So let's go, and we've talked about 3. The Cook's Committee and the Judges Committee are still working. So that takes us to 5, which is Judge of the Year and Team of the Year payouts.
I think we should pay out 1 through 10. Robin Yelverton had a great schedule for that payout, and could probably share with us better what it was, but I think it's a great division of funds equitably.
Okay, Robin? Is Robin still on?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to talk about that?
Robin?
Okay, are we missing Robin?
I think so.
I'm trying to find the email I sent to you.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I missed something. What was that? So sorry.
We're up to Judge of the Year and Team of the Year payouts.
Yes, I sent an email to that effect. One moment, and I will tell you exactly what that says. I do apologize. Wink and I are out to dinner, so I'm going outside to tell you so you don't have to hear all the music. 1 second. Let me tell you what that payout is. Okay, so I actually just went by what we have on our website for the rules for Team of the Year, and I know Gary has put some of those in place, and they all are good, except the one thing that I added on the FBA members points will be displayed on the FBA site. You have to be a member in good standing or your name is not in that list. Okay, that's my proposal. All right, so for the payout for Team of the Year, first place, $2,000, second place, $1,000, third place, $500, fourth place, $400, fifth place, $300, sixth place, $200, 7th place, $150, 8th place, $125, 9th and 10th place, both are $100 each, and that is a total of Well, I can't get to the top of that, but it's, I think it's $4,900. And then I had also proposed, I don't know anything about the rules of Judge of the Year, but I proposed $250 to start out with. And then today I was rethinking that because the judges do have quite a task, and it is all volunteer, like the rest of us. And so I actually decided that, or I want to propose, that $500 is probably a more appropriate prize, if you will, or award for that honor.
Okay. And then going down through 10th?
Well, I just had one. I mean, I don't really have anything to say about Judge of the Year. I just thought that we should at least, and we've never done anything other than the first one is all I know of. Have we ever had places first through 5th or 10th?
They get a badge.
No, but Pat Brannon called me today, and she proposed to me, what did I think of, a $200 to the Judge of the Year and a $25 Walmart gift certificate to the rest of the nine. That was her take on it.
Well, that's fine, too. As I said, no one had done anything on it. I am not trying to dictate anything about Judge of the Year at all. I'm not a judge. Well, I am a judge, but I don't judge. So I'm not trying to dictate that at all, and I didn't write any proposal. I think Judge of the Year should be left to the judges committee, and I think they should come up with something. So if they want to go with the 500, that's fine. If they want to go with something else, I am perfectly okay with whatever they present to the board.
Then maybe we should give them a budget within which to work.
Right. Well, maybe we should do $1,000, and they can split it up any way they want.
Okay.
Here's my question.
Let me hit something. Can we give them $1,050?
Sure.
Okay, because I just real quick, if we give first place 500, second place 250, and then places 3 through 10, 100, I think that comes out to 1,050.
I think $50 more is not going to make or break us either way.
Okay.
Steve?
Yeah.
So what happens if we're in a position where we were this year and really can't do that?
Yeah, so what happens?
I'm not saying that we ever want to be there again, but that is a possibility. So what do we do?
Well, for each of these prizes, I think each of these categories, judge and team of the year, I think that in our rules form or policies, I guess you could say, not they won't be in the bylaws, but in the policies for them, I think we need to say this may be suspended or changed at any time, you know, at the will of the board. I mean,
we reserve
the right, correct. We certainly, in good faith, want to try to do this every year if we can. But, again, if we get into that situation, I agree with Lori, we need to have the out that we can say, okay, we just don't have the money to do this. You know, right now we're rocking along pretty well. We've got most, I mean, as far as I can tell, most things are paid for, like with the new software, except there may be a little bit we may incur a little bit more cost, but it's not going to be anything like what the development fees were. So, I mean, I think we're kind of, you know, sitting. We've been running around a $20,000. I can't even think what I'm trying to say. It's been a long
balance.
Day. $20,000 balance in the bank, yeah. I mean, we've dropped down to 15, but then people were renewing. So, you know, it's been around 20 grand. So I think we're probably okay at least to start with it.
Yeah, now, let me reiterate, one of my real hardcore goals is to finish the year with a $10,000 surplus or $10,000 reserve. And I think that's absolutely
doable.
Absolutely.
Even after the fun cook, I think that's doable.
Yeah. I just do not want to get in a situation like we were, where it was real iffy if we were going to meet our month-to-month debt.
Correct.
Yeah.
Isn't there a way we could just project this annually as a fixed cost so we can budget around it?
Sure. Absolutely.
And more of a reason for a sound budget.
Yeah. We did a basic budget for this year. Next year, before we roll off, we'll do a more refined budget.
Right.
Okay.
Can I move that we adopt the team of the year as I've proposed it to be a fixed budget?
You want to make a motion?
I'm making a motion. Yep. Can I move that we do that as I've presented it in the email that I sent to you guys? And you can leave off the judge of the year because that's different. And I think the judges committee needs to refine that, and they need to present that. That's what I think, because I'm not in the judges committee. They need to do that.
Okay.
I will second it.
All right, just a second. Robin, are you doing it with your amendment that each year it will be subject to board approval?
Yes. We reserve the right to approve this. I will type that into the email and send it back to everyone. I'll add that so you'll know exactly what it needs to say, Connie.
Okay.
Okay, we got moved and seconded. Any discussion from the board?
So is the team of the year payout shows in the email is $4,900, but the total comes to $4,875. Do we want to increase one of them or lower the overall total payout?
Kevin, are you saying that the treasurer added that wrong? Is that what you're saying?
Maybe.
Well...
You go,
perhaps I should change that. Yes, I put it in an Excel spreadsheet. I don't know how I added it wrong, but clearly it did. Let me just revise it, and then I'll send it in an email. How about that? Let me revise it, and I'll send it in an email. Then we can vote on it that way.
Okay.
It'll be basically what we have, okay?
Okay.
I'm not going to vote on it tonight.
Do you want to go ahead and vote on it with the caveat that she's going to make it come out
it's
mathematically correctly? I think the way to do that is just make ninth place 125.
That works. There you go.
That's
okay.
Fine.
That's
what we need
to
do. Either way.
Is everybody happy with that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Before we vote, there are any members.
Let me say one more thing. This will start next year, team of the year.
Yes.
It should not be this year because we're already in the middle. And that's
right.
Not how that should work. It's going to start for 2017, just so we know that.
Yes.
After the Fun Cook this year, at the Fun Cook. Beginning the Fun Cook this year will start for the whole year next year, right?
Yeah, that's
Cook
our contest
year.
Fun Cook
sorry,
to Fun Cook.
Fun Cook to Fun Cook, right.
Right, okay. Fun Cook 2016 through Fun Cook 2017.
Okay.
Correct.
Steve, this really should be in an accurate motion. It looks like we're passing something that we're all not 100% looking
okay.
at it.
Okay, let me withdraw it. I'm going to withdraw it, and I will put it in an email. I'll refine it, and I'll send it in the email.
Okay. Okay. All right. We'll do this one by email since we're all in agreement in principle. And probably do Judge of the Year the same way. All right. Item six. And I think that's been resolved this afternoon. There was a big flurry of email traffic about ordering name tags, and I think the only thing we didn't resolve was ordering the printed material. Connie, can you fill in what we decided this afternoon?
What did we decide this afternoon?
Okay. I thought you were going to do restaurant membership and life membership plaques.
Okay, I'm happy to do that.
Okay, and Rick is going, DiMaggio is going to do the badges.
Right.
Okay, and that leaves having to find a rep to be in charge of ordering the rep supplies, and that's kind of a basically dealing with. Pardon?
We have a rep in charge of that.
Okay. Help me out.
In the past, every single rep, like, I will tell you that Sheila has sent me receipts. E.J. Krause has sent me receipts. Gary has sent me receipts. Bob, every single rep has ordered their own toner cartridges, and I've reimbursed them. So
yeah, no,
sure.
No problem with that. Robin, where the problem lies is the scorecards and the tracking sheets for the turn-in trays, which have to be printed.
Okay, I beg your pardon. I thought we were talking about supplies in general. So I was going to say, wouldn't it be easier for each one to order their own? They know what they need, and they can get them
absolutely.
To their house. And, right. Okay, I'm sorry.
Absolutely. The only problem we have is there is huge economy in scale when you do printing.
Absolutely, to order it all at one time. Absolutely. I'm with you now. Sorry, I was not on the same page with you. I'm on the same paper page with you now. Sorry.
All righty. So I can probably do that by appointment. So we'll get that sorted out in the next few days.
What I don't know is what Lori hasn't ordered or has ordered, and I don't know where we stand with any of it.
Okay.
Well, you know, that's part of the issue. I send emails that and don't get calls back, so...
You and I spent any time on the phone. I sent you restaurant stuff. I don't know where you are.
And they're not.
All right.
They're not.
I just
correct.
Want to know. Have you done any?
I have. I spent an hour and a half there. I'll send you an email that tells you what.
Okay. And please copy me on that, and then we'll just hand whatever's left to Connie.
Okay.
All right, and I'll find somebody that wants to deal with the printing. All right, that'll be a good job for the new rep committee, Bob. Okay, item seven, based on comments from the membership, two of the three proposed bylaws changes will go as... we propose them. There's no problem. If you look at your agenda, there is a new proposal for elections. And basically the problem was, and it was pointed out to me in multiple emails, how do we define a family? So I took a shot at defining a family. Two or more of the same family shall not serve on the board at the same time. Family shall be defined as living under the same roof, cohabitating, or related by blood or marriage as spouses, sons, daughters, brothers, or sisters. So does anybody want to move to accept that or change it or...
I'll move that we accept the definition of family as stated or as interpreted by Steve.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, I will send this back out to the membership in the next couple days for another 30-day period. And hopefully that one will go. Okay. New business. Item one, Angela has... requested that we hold a judges seminar at Oviedo in 2017.
I move for approval of the judges seminar in Oviedo.
Second?
I'll second it.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. All right. Item two is a waiver to use non-FBA judges at Sonny's Invitational. And if Jim Frazee is still on, see if we can bring him up and he can explain this. It's his email is in your agenda.
Okay. Hang on. I'm looking. There he is. Jim, you're live. Can you hear me, Jim? Jim Frazee. He's sleeping. Jim? Wait a minute, I might have the wrong Jim. Hang on. That's it. And they're both 407. Sorry, wrong Jim. Jim, is that you?
They're both 407. Sorry.
407-314.
Yep, that's Jim Frazee. Hello?
Jim, is that you?
Yeah?
Maybe he has his sound muted.
Jim, are you on?
I'm on, but there's a terrific delay between what's on the computer.
Yeah, I'm not sure where that's coming from. Anyway, do you want to give us the Reader's Digest version of your proposal?
Computer. Yeah, I'm not sure where that's coming from.
Okay, Jim, I think that's your computer. Are you listening to it?
Yeah, I'm. I've just got the computer muted now, so all I hear is the phone.
Okay.
Okay, do you want to give us the Reader's Digest version of your proposal?
The Sonny's franchise group that organizes the Sonny's Smokin' Barbecue Showdown Invitational has requested through me as the judging coordinator to bring in selected and invited VIP judges from some of the other representative associations that are represented at the Sonny's event. Most of which were probably going to be related to KCBS judges, of which we know that a lot of FBA members, a lot of the judges that we had this season were also KCBS, and some of them, in fact, were certified in up to six different associations. So there's a lot of crossover between this, but with some of the judges that would be coming in potentially from the islands, Europe, Canada, or other parts of the U.S.,
They may not be certified. In fact, I know there will be a group that wouldn't be certified from with FBA. So the Sonny's group wants to have a wider spread of judges for this invitational, and we're not talking about a standard event. We're talking about the invitational held once a year, and they would like to try that this year, if at all possible.
Okay.
Well, part of the organization that we've been talking over with the judges committee is that we would have a minimum of three FBA certified judges and a certified FBA table captain at each table, and up to three VIP judges, depending on the way we decide to select from some of the organizations. And it may be that some of the ones that some of these organizations would like to recommend from their senior judges, that they would also be FBA members, which would throw it over into the other side automatically. And we do have quite a few that are in that category. So exactly how many, the maximum would be, if we had 12 tables, the way we're looking at it for next January, we're looking at potentially 84 judges needed, 12 tables, and a maximum of 36 VIP judges, but it would be somewhere probably between 24 and 36, depending on the way the selection process goes.
Okay. Anybody got any questions for Jim? Okay. Lori, can you bring up Lou Goldman from Judges Committee?
Yep.
And if you would, leave Jim on.
Okay. Look, there's Lou. Hey, Lou, you're hot.
Hello.
Hey, Lou, we're talking about the Sonny's Invitational using outside judges, and you'd sent me an email regarding that from the Judges Committee. Would you care to comment, please?
Well, if you read the email, the judges that responded are unanimously in favor of working with Jim to bring this to a fruition.
Okay, that's what I needed. I just wanted to get it read into the record.
Yeah, you want to read what I wrote?
No, just what you said is fine.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Can we get Ben?
Yep.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Ben, we're talking about the use of non-FBA judges for Sonny's Invitational, and I believe the Cooks Committee has expressed...
Well, it wasn't actually from the Cooks Committee. I was just reading my emails, and I seen it on there. And there was a whole bunch of emails come through at one time this morning. I don't know why. I had like 80 emails come through, so I was trying to sort through all the process, all the information as quick as I could. But the emails I was reading at the time, none of them really said that we were working with Sonny's. So that's why I had sent you the email, and I think I CC'd the board on it, just to make sure that, you know, it's something that we was working with Sonny's, that goes, you know, I think we're really going to, Sonny's, this invitational could be a big thing for us, you know, and it gives us a lot of exposure, and I want to make sure that they're 100% on board with exactly what we're doing before we do it, you know. But,
okay.
You know, once I see the emails, I understand more that about how it all took place now.
Okay, thank you. All right, do we have a motion to either accept or reject this?
I move that we allow for non-certified FBA, for non-certified FBA judges to be part of the Sonny's Invitational.
Okay, and would you put in there this is...
That they do not have to be members, because I know that's a big issue.
Yeah. Would you put in there that this is a one-time waiver and is not to be considered a precedent?
Certainly. I mean, but isn't it just for the Sonny's Invitational anyway?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So stipulating just for the Sonny's Invitational.
Okay. Is there a second? Do we have a second? Okay, is this going to die for lack
second.
Of a second? Okay.
Well,
sorry.
I'll
go
second
ahead.
It, but I think Lord send me a proper, you know, however we want it worded exactly.
Yep, no problem. All right, any discussion from the board?
Yeah, I'll chime in. I honestly been traveling last week. I think all these emails hit within the last 3 days. I haven't had a chance to process any of this at all or ask any questions, but some of the things that come to mind is like, you know, is this still a sanctioned contest without sanctioned judges or trained judges under the FBA umbrella? I have a world of issues that's just sort of a world of questions that sort of come to mind with no time to process. So for that reason, I'm if a vote does happen, I'm going to abstain from it.
I agree with you, Kevin. The same thing, because this happened over the last, two, 3 days, so I'm in the same boat, so just need to kind of process the whole thing. Not
yep.
saying I'm for or against it, I just need to process it.
Agreed.
Okay, do you want to move to table?
I'll move to table.
Yeah, I'm fine tabling it. I mean, I don't think it's a bad idea. I just, there's a lot, y'all should know by now how my brain works. I have a ton of questions that are going through. I just need to kind of get my mind wrapped around this and make sure that this is good for everybody, and then we can move on.
Okay, we've got a motion, but no second. So
it's tabled.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I have to make a motion.
Yeah, Connie, you did second it, didn't you?
Right, but we're going to table it, so.
Okay, do you want to table it for an email vote in a week, or do you want to...
No, I'd like to discuss and maybe get some questions answered by Jim and others. I mean, Jim Frazee, that is, and you know, as he's, you know, working with Sonny's and such. I mean, I don't necessarily think this needs to be an email vote in a week. I mean, you know, we can certainly have a call and a discussion about it to kind of get more facts on it, but or, you know, ask questions through email. But, you know, I mean, definitely... You know, as soon as possible, you know, but I'd like to at least have some time to kind of read through the emails and formulate some questions and get some answers back.
Is that the consensus of the board?
I agree.
Okay,
I
so we'll put
well.
We'll put this back on the July agenda. All right.
Do you want anything else from Jim?
No, thanks, Jim.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think we should wait that long, but.
Well, there's no reason that we cannot do an email vote when everybody's ready.
Even if we did it next month, that's still 6 months in front of the contest.
Yeah.
That's another good question for Jim. I mean, Jim, Frazee, like, what's the deadline? Do we need to make a decision in the
next
week,
or
do we have time to discuss?
Yeah, bring Jim back.
I am. I'm trying. Jim?
Yeah. The judges' selection, my job is selecting the judges will start September 1st. So it's... You know, if we have to put it off a little bit longer, that's fine. We're going to have to, myself working with the organizing committee and Sonny's franchise officers, we'll have to proceed in one or two directions to make sure that we'll be okay when, because we have to put a lot of things on the website. So,
Jim, is July
good
enough?
I would
by July meeting.
No longer than that, or it really creates a problem. I might make a note, which might help a little bit, is that
all these judges will be familiar with the four meet categories. The only issues are going to be timing and the scoring numbers. They're all going to be very, very good judges, some of the best in these organizations. So we're going to have an elite group that'll mix with the FBA judges. So from a standpoint of quality of judges, it'll be there. The problem is just trying to give you enough information so that you all feel good about what's going to happen. This is going to be similar to the JAC in the process, and that's really where the Sunnies event is moving. They're already past the JAC in money that's put out, and we should be up to 70 or 75 teams in 2017, and then it'll just depend on the site as to whether we can increase beyond that point. So it's expanding, and Sunnies really wants the FBA to be a part of this whole process, and we're trying to figure out how we can get together and answer these questions and do it the right way. So, sometime during July, we really need to kind of get a better handle on how the board feels about this so we can move ahead and make sure that everything is done in time.
I think that's very doable.
Okay, is everybody happy with that? Okay.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks, Jim. All right. Item three is a new one for me. I've sent the board an email basically describing what's going on. We've had a request from the organizer at Valdosta, and he is asking that we invoice them for the prize money for that event, and that they will pay us the money, and then we cut the prize checks for their contest. And his boss have made the determination without legal advice that if they make the payout directly, it is not in keeping with Georgia gaming laws. All right. Just as it happened, when Dennis called me about this one, I was having lunch with the attorney that does our pro bono work. He said on the face of it, he A, saw nothing illegal about them doing the prizes, and B, he saw nothing illegal about us doing the prizes, but he wanted a chance to review the Georgia laws and before he made a final decision. So I talked to the organizer, and what I told him was pending board approval and pending the final decision from our attorney, we may or may not do it. Actually, I think I told him that if both the board and the attorney approved, we'd look at it. So this is one that the board can either approve or reject. It's very controversial. And that's kind of what I know about it.
How does the GBA do payouts currently for their contests?
The organizer makes the payout.
Or KCBS contests held in Georgia.
Organizer cuts the checks.
In every other contest in Georgia, in any beauty pageant, fishing competition tournament, any bowling tournament, any other kind of thing, this is not gambling. Gambling is where you put your money on chance. That is not what this is. This is entering a contest and you're producing a product. It's completely different than gambling. I mean, I know I'm arguing to the choir here, but we would have to have a W-9 for every single person I write a check for. I won't have those in my hand before the check is written because I'll have to write the checks out ahead of time.
and I may or may not get those from the organizer. It's just this whole entire proposal, I think, is wrong on many levels. And I'm just going to tell you right now, I'm not for it. It's too much work.
I agree with you.
And I'm not for it.
I agree with you.
So make a motion.
I move that we do not write their checks. They can either pay in cash or write their own checks, like every other organizer in the state of Georgia. Perhaps we could get Dennis, because Dennis has a rapport with, I think his name's John, has a rapport with him, and he could put him in contact with another organizer, like maybe Rob McRae, who did the contest a couple years ago in Bainbridge. I'm sure Rob would talk to him, or a number of other organizers that could say, hey, no, we do this all the time, and it's not gambling.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
A second.
Okay. Is there any discussion by the board? Okay. Do we have discussion, any comments from the membership?
If you want to speak, press 1.
And remember, identify yourself, be brief, be courteous.
I kind of have to go to Ben. Do you have anything?
No.
Lou, do you have anything on this?
No.
Thank you. Bob?
Yeah.
Do you have anything on this, sir?
Not on this one. I was going to say something back on the Sonny's deal, but could never get through. I just wanted to say, and let me say it now if I can. The Sonny's deal, that's a doable thing if you've got 3 FBA judges at every table and hand-picked table captains and the rep corps that you're going to have there. That's not going to be a problem. That's all I wanted to say.
Okay, thanks,
thank you,
Bob.
Thank you, Bob. Anybody else want to comment on the payouts in Georgia at the Valdosta thing? There is not anybody else that's got a number.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, that being the case, the motion is to reject the request. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. Now,
Steve,
kind of the
Steve,
yes.
I'm sorry. I am certainly vote to reject this. However, I do think that we need to reach out to this organizer and help him to understand that this, you know, why he can go ahead and write his own checks or pay cash. And I hope that Dennis is listening and maybe he can help us in that endeavor, because I know he has spoken to John before, so hopefully he can help us with that.
Yes, that's my plan. Believe it or not, I can be soft and gentle when I have to be.
Aw.
Yeah, some of you may not believe that, but all right. There is a letter attached to your agenda from Bonnie Titus, requesting that Mulberry be the state champion for 2017. There's also an email from Angela requesting that Oviedo be the state champion in 2018. My understanding... Go ahead.
Well, you got my email that said we already approved one for
2016. Well, that's what I was going to say. My understanding is that we had approved Apopka.
Yes.
Correct.
As the 2017.
That's correct.
Yes. It's not on the calendar, and it should be, but we did approve it.
Yeah.
I couldn't find it in the minutes, but I agree with you.
Okay, so 2017 will be Apopka. Do we want to bite the bullet and determine 2018 and 2019?
No reason not to. They're already scheduled.
Okay, so we've got a request for Oviedo and a request for Mulberry.
Has either one of them been?
Mulberry was just a state championship in 2013. It says so in their letter.
Yep.
So I would make a motion that we approve the Central Florida Barbecue Blowout in Oviedo to be the 2018 state championship, Florida state championship.
Is that how you pronounce that, Oviedo?
You know, I'm from San Diego. It's the same vowel sequence, so it's just a habit.
I've been pronouncing it Oviedo forever, but
you and
I make no
redneck
claim to be right.
Yeah,
all right.
Right as far as they're concerned.
Okay,
also,
and do we want? Go ahead.
Are you also saying that to move Mulberry to the following year? That's my question, since we had two.
I don't know. What's the board's pleasure?
I'm only making a motion for the blowout.
Which letter was received first?
Actually, we received Mulberry ahead of Angela's request.
But actually, there was an email from last year from Angela and the year before. And she deferred because APACA was supposed to be 2016.
Yeah.
She was asking for 2017. And then when it was given to COCO, she's now requesting for 2018 because APACA was promised 2017.
Yeah, I think that's a done deal. It's just, do we want to make Mulberry the 2019?
I think we just focus on the 18.
Okay.
So I've made a motion.
Okay, what's your motion, Connie?
I have made a motion that we make the Central Florida Barbecue Blowout in Oviedo the 2018 state championship for Florida.
Okay, is there a second?
Jim, second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Now, what about Alabama? We've got one contest in Alabama, so it's probably Dothan for 2017, right?
Yep.
Okay.
And we have no Georgia.
Yeah. I, by the way, had a call in to.
We will if Valdosta stays with it.
Yeah. I had a call in to Bobby, and he hasn't returned it yet. So, see if I can get any more on that. And if I do, I'll email everybody. All right. Does anybody have anything else we need to discuss?
So are we just gonna ignore the letter from Mulberry now? Just not gonna address that, or what are we gonna do?
Is Mulberry on the calendar for 2019? Are there other contests that have not done it? I mean, Mulberry just did it 3 years ago.
I'm not sure many contests know that, you know, they can request that.
All right. How about I just send Bonnie a nice email saying that based on the fact that they were in 2013, we've chosen another event or urge her to apply for 2019 when the time comes.
Sure.
Okay.
Or do you want something more formal than that?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else? Okay. Any comments from the membership?
Yep. All right. I just got a text from somebody. Tim, you wanted to make a comment?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Tim who?
I'm Tim Gabby. Under old business, under section two there where it talks about soliciting quotes for the following, and then under section one there it says automate table selection by the following criteria. Number three says partners, spouses, and friends kept off the same table. Now, who in the world is going to decide who friends are? Because if you go by that, I'd never be able to sit with anybody at any table.
Well, I don't know. You could sit with me, Tim.
I know, but we're friends. I'm saying that language needs to be changed quite drastically.
Okay.
That's it. That's all I had.
All right. Points well taken.
Anybody else that would like
to
speak, go ahead and press 1 to come to the top of the list. Bob, did you have something else?
No.
Thank you. Ben?
Don't you agree with me on that?
Well, I mean,
Ben, did you have anything else? I guess that's a no.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Lou, did you have anything else?
Yes, I do. Am I on? Okay.
Yes, you are.
Okay, I've got three items. One is on the Sunnies. I'm not sure.
We lost Lou.
I'm not sure either.
It doesn't say he dropped. Lou, are you still there?
Sounds like he's muted.
Well, he is gone.
Did that sound okay, what I said?
Okay.
Yeah, we have lost Lou. Anybody else, if you would like to speak at this time and haven't spoke, please press 1 to come to the top of the list. Okay. I'm trying to give Lou a second to call in. Nobody else has come to the top of the list. Okay, Steve.
We've lost Lou for sure.
Yeah, and I don't have his little number written down. I'd call him right back.
Okay. Just a sec.
Wait, here he is. Wait. Somebody. Hang on. There was a 904, and it just jumped on me. Well, he's gone again. Here he is. Oh, damn it. No. Lou, press 1. His phone number keeps jumping. Hang on. He's gone again. Wait. Okay, here he is. Hi, Lou.
Okay, the first thing is there'll be some type of a class for those judges before the Sunnies contest. I'm not sure that was specific. The second item is this. Is anything that comes up to the board of directors that concerns judges, like the judge of the year, we'd like to have it referred to our judges committee so we can log in on that. It's just a simple request. And the last thing is this. We bring these items to the board of directors. we expect to have some action taken on them. How do we get that done? When I send a report in, do I have to say this is for action by the board? We'd like to have a comment and some vote on scoring on the score sheets.
Okay, I don't see a problem. Next time score sheets are printed, they'll probably be there.
Oh, probably.
You know,
is that a yes or
we
no?
Can make them, Lou, that's if we can make them fit, they'll be there.
Well, are you going to vote on that, or is it going to do it automatically?
Does that require a vote? I don't think so. I think I can do that.
Okay, well, that wasn't said during the discussion.
And, you know, if you look, which you can't do, but if you look at my agenda, right next to that item in red pen is do.
Well, I
okay.
don't see that.
Okay. Now, as is item two.
Okay,
again,
thanks.
That's we
you.
Can probably do that.
And I want to point out that I said when I was talking about Team of the Year, Lou, that the judge committee needed to write the Judge of the Year parameters and come up with the payouts. That's what I said. So
she did.
I certainly threw that right to you guys that you absolutely need to be doing that.
Fine. I appreciate that. How about item number four?
Which item?
Item number four, requiring five cooks for the team to become eligible to be a rep.
I will say this. I would really appreciate getting committee reports more than 24 hours in advance of a board meeting. If we can get them a week ahead of time, that'd be great. But, you know, getting them, you know, 24 hours and even in, you know, one case for this board meeting, 1 hour in advance.
Mm-hmm.
is not enough time for the board of directors to consider any proposal at all and to vote on it.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay.
That's fair enough. I appreciate that. That's all.
Okay, thanks,
Lou. Do you know the budget they have to work within?
Hey, and Lou, I'll be sending you an email here in a few minutes about Judge of the Year.
Okay.
Okay, Steve, I do not see anybody else that wishes to speak at this time.
Okay. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I move to adjourn.
Uh-huh.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, signify by hanging up. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.